So the epistle for the third Sunday in Advent is taken from Philippians chapter 4. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 1. At that time, the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and did not deny, and he confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said, "Therefore unto him, who art thou, that we may give answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they that were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou not be Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there hath stood one in the midst of you, whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethania, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Please be seated. The world in silence waits the day when hope shall sing its triumph and sadness flee away. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, Advent is a time of preparation and penance. It's been shortened this year, as I mentioned, just because Christmas Eve falls on the fourth Sunday of Advent, so we really only have 3 weeks that we've been preparing for, and now we have thus the 1 week left. Granted, it has gone by quickly. As I mentioned, we have the Ember Days as a reminder to us of the penance that is needed to help preparing us. But it is also certainly a time period of joy and anticipation. You know, our Lord came into this world, one, to try to take away our sins, so therefore penance is very clear for us. But the Savior has to be received by us, and so therefore it is not something that is automatic to us. And has been said, he came unto his own, but his own received him not. And so his own people did not receive our Lord. So I think it's something for us as we try to prepare this last week of trying to make sure that we are ready for the feast, we're ready for the graces that Almighty God is willing to give to us, that we do, we're reminded of this joy that we have, that it permeates throughout this time period of Advent, because it is an anticipation for our Lord coming. And when we think about the darkness of the world will be dispelled, the grip upon sin, upon our flesh will be broken. You know, and that's what we say, hope shall sing its triumph and sadness flee away because of our Lord coming. Because of that anticipation that we have for him, the Savior, the Redeemer that was promised all the way back to Adam and Eve after they fell. And so granted, when they fell and lost all of the things for us, Almighty God promised a Redeemer will come. And that's where then the encouragement, obviously, when we look at sacred scripture, that the Redeemer came at the right time. He came at the time that was promised by Almighty God. And so we can see that hope that we have in the Redeemer coming. And so the joy that we see in today is because of that hope that we have. Gaudete means rejoicing the fact that our Lord is nigh, our Lord is coming. And so that is what the joy that we have for this. So the closer that we come to Christmas, the more that our hope and our joy increases. And these two things go parallel to each other. You know, as the virtue of hope increases, the sentiment of the joy that we have will increase also, because we know why our Lord is coming. We know the sense of his coming is for all of us to redeem mankind. So the Christ child will come. That is the joy that we have of the good that is desired, a good that we see coming, that we prepare for that, we anticipate that through our penances, through our sacrifices. But then also in understanding what the liturgy gives to us to understand. And that is truly when we look at it, understand through the liturgy of how it helps us to prepare for this great feast. An Advent preface that is proper to some countries, that it talks about the day of our deliverance shines forth, the deliverance from sin, this anticipation of our Lord coming to us and why he came, that is what we anticipate for that. So that is something that I think, you know, for us, then when we see in today's Mass, this idea and this sense of joy, it is to help us then to be prepared. This joy gives rise to a peace that Christ will bring at Christmas time. Last Sunday, if you remember in the epistle, St. Paul talks about, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. So again, tying in the idea of the hope that we have brings joy to our soul, and that understanding of how we try to live our lives. Living our lives, being pleasing to God in anticipation for the Christ child coming, that hope that we have that brings peace to our soul. And that peace then, in turn, will bring a true joy. And so these are beautiful words for us to meditate upon, especially these last few days that we have. And as I say, it's gone by very quickly, yes. But we still have this week left. We still have this time to try to prepare our soul. You know, we have the opportunity for confession during Mass. You have that chance to try to prepare your soul for that. Take advantage of these opportunities that God gives to you. You know, take advantage of what God is offering to your soul, especially in this time. And that is where we can truly rejoice because of it. Rejoice because of the peace that our Lord Jesus Christ brings to us, the hope that we have in that. That is where the true hope lies for all of us. It lies in our Lord. And that's what we've got to, you know, keep pressing on, especially when we look at the world around us. And when you have a chance to look at the appeal letter itself, it reminds us that our hope is in our Lord. That is where our true joy will come. And so when we're rejoicing today, it's because our Lord is nigh. We're preparing for that great feast. We're preparing for the graces that God is willing to offer to our souls. So that's why I say, you know, our hope lies in the fact of our Lord coming so soon to us. So take the opportunity, pray to Our Lady, have recourse to the Mother of God. You know, ask her, she was the mother of our Savior. Ask her to, you know, fill your hearts and your souls with this true joy and hope that we have. And the peace will come. But peace will come because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what must fill your soul at this time. That anticipation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us rejoice. The Lord is truly nigh. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.